Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Good morning and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our Community Connection. And it's brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home, a little version of City Matters. And it matters when you have the vice mayor in. How you doing, Alan Jensis?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Very good. I saw you at the Veterans Day Parade. We had that real nice day before we had the, oh my gosh, what's this?
They had planned that perfectly, haven't they?
They sure have. What do we have going on down at City Hall, my friend?
Well, we have a lot of things going. Of course, it's the holiday season, and there's so many things that are happening around town. It's mm-hmm. a very busy time. Christmas at the Ville, Fantasy Lights, I guess that'll be tonight starting out.
Yeah, we got that new thing going on, Fantasy on Foot, tonight, and I understand they're going to unveil something really nice to honor the big elf, the late Randy Weatherly.
Yeah, he was such a fine fellow. I'm going to try to be there and honor Randy. He was such a good guy, did so many good things for the city.
That's going to be nice. Very nice.
And then there's all kinds of entertainment opportunities that are happening. There's Theater Bartlesville has more productions there, and of course the BCC has a lot of different productions, Nutcracker coming up, those kind of things. So there's a lot of things going downtown. There's also the luminary service that'll be happening out at the cemetery, and mm-hmm. that's always a beautiful thing to be involved in. Mm-hmm. With city business, of course, we've the mayor has announced that we'll be holding meetings with any interested citizen to discuss capital projects.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting ready to think about our next GO bond and Courtesan sales tax. Want to hear the input from the citizens, so if any groups would like to meet with any members of the council, of course, I think we can only have two unless we do an Open Meetings Act, but I'm always willing to meet with folks. We'll be glad to sit down and talk about different capital improvement projects that the different people within the city would like to see, the citizens.
That's very good. That way, you know, folks have a clearer picture of what's going on. Sometimes things get a little muddled with hearsay and in opinion, and it's best to just go directly to the source and ask your questions and see if you can't get a satisfactory answer there.
Well, we always try to do that, and then in this process you can even have some impact on what will be next, what projects you would like to see. Of course, we always focus on roads and those kind of things, infrastructure. We always have a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be probably some also additional quality of life, such as Tower Center, which is that project's going along very well as some other things are too. So.
You know, when it doesn't rain, those guys are beating it out there. I mean, they're working double and triple time. They're moving fast. It's like, come on, you know, we got to make up for like 2 or 3 days here.
Well, it's from what I understand, it's been one of the rainiest falls that we've ever had,
mm-hmm.
and I think they missed about a third of the work days due to the weather.
Incredible. But they're still going out there, putting forth a tremendous effort, and it's starting to shape up. You know, I remember when I first moved here, it was just a bunch of dirt and pipes and things, and now you're starting to see things take form, and it's really looking good.
Yeah, this where the project is at this point, a lot of the infrastructure is being put in. There's mm-hmm. electrical, and then there'll be some irrigation put in. Should be pouring the floor of the stage and the restrooms, those areas, in the next week or so, depending on the weather.
Yeah.
And then they're formed up to do some curb work as well as some additional sidewalks, so people will actually be able to see what's happening. And then, which is not unusual in construction projects, once the elevation begins, then it gets real exciting.
It does. The thing is, right now you see just a lot of work, but you know, if you've seen it at this level before, you realize that they've done a heck of a lot of catch up in a very short time, and they need to be commended on that. That's going to be great beginning of next year once that thing is fully functional and ready to go.
Well, and they're saying substantial completion somewhere at the end of January, first part of April. Mm-hmm. I mean, excuse me, February,
mm-hmm.
and then most likely the management committee, which has been meeting regularly, is talking about maybe have a grand opening in April. And so hopefully folks will be able to be walking through the park by then, which is I know it seems like a long time, but it's fairly quick for these kind of projects.
Indeed, it has been. You know, I understand that we're up for some sort of a grant, too, that kind of matches with this. I think it's the Leavitt Amp grant or something, that if we're fortunate enough to get, enough votes, we could get a $25,000 matching grant to help provide, you know, a concert series there with a diverse group of musicians. That ought to be cool.
Yeah.
Great way to start that off.
I think that grant requires 10 different concerts.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, that would fill out the first season pretty full. And then we've heard a lot of different groups that are interested in using the center. Mm-hmm. And we've come up with some rules that folks can follow, and so that things will be done in a kind of an orderly way. Mm-hmm. And I think it's going to be a great project.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we can get the Doobie Brothers. I don't know.
I'd love the Doobie
Brothers. Wouldn't that be cool?
Are any of them still alive?
Yeah, some of them are, as a matter of fact. I'm not sure about Skunk, but the rest of them are doing pretty good.
Yeah, it should be pretty fun. So, and I understand that the steel work, uh-huh. which will be where the stage will be, should be here in December sometime, right. again, depending on weather. So the elevation will occur, and then folks will start seeing things. Of course, we've raised some additional money. There's been a lot of interest in throughout the community to help with the Tower Center, and I think we've raised over $500,000 from different organizations within the city, and we really appreciate what they've done.
Well, they really stepped up. They really have. I understand that with the roads and everything, downtown's going to get a little bit of a facelift if it falls into the parameters, correct? You
know, next year, it's already scheduled. We have funds available, about a $2 million project mm-hmm. to resurface all the roads downtown, essentially all the roads downtown. And so, again, depending on how the weather cooperates, we should see a significant improvement in the road services, which okay. I'm looking forward to.
Well, I enter a motion for a moratorium on tornadoes and floods.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Wouldn't that be good? I understand also that there's a thought that we might be able to create more parking spaces downtown with angle parking, only for the cost of the paint, I guess.
There's been discussion about that, and that's one committee I'm not on.
Oh.
But they're discussing that and coming up with a plan as to make sure we have plenty of parking. That'll be in conjunction with the new bicycle safety policy that we did pass with the council that came out of our transportation committee that we created last year. And there'll be that. There'll be a connection with Pathfinder down to the Tower Center. So mm-hmm. there'll be a lot of things happening downtown, the streets, the parking, bicycle signage and lanes, and then, of course, the Pathfinder going down there.
Now, with the bicycle lanes that are being discussed right now, is there going to be, has there been any talk of widening some roads to allow for that, or is this just going to simply be a stripe along the right side?
Well, there's a couple of approaches. One approach is the Share the Road program, which is a state program.
Okay.
And we already have, believe it or not, we have bicycle paths designated within the city on the existing streets.
Mm-hmm.
And what has been presented to the council and approved will actually increase the amount of signage and then some striping. There's no, to answer your question directly, I don't think there's any, at this point, any discussion about widening, but streets that are being widened, and there'll be a project on Frank Phillips, we're trying to incorporate bicycle paths within that. So that will have to do with striping and signage. On the Memorial Bridge, there'll be some I call them pylons. I guess that's mm-hmm. not really what they are, but they're like a divider that's a plastic kind of thing that sticks up and
okay.
can be knocked over if somebody, it doesn't, you know,
pay attention. Mess
your car up, I guess, if you shouldn't run into them. But, so that kind of improvement, and then a way to connect it to Pathfinder. Okay. So it's clear as to if people want to ride, then they can get from one side of town to the other on a bicycle.
Very good. We're talking with Vice Mayor Alan Jensen here at City Matters. Right now it is 6:43, 17 ahead of 9. We're at 39 degrees. And we've got a few other things going on downtown that probably could merit a little. We got the leaf and stick and things, grass pickup coming up.
One of my favorite things of the year, and I know a lot of people take use this, is that we're going to have our leaf pickup. And that will be, let me look here, I had that on my, that'll be on December 9th through the 13th that week. And all you have to do is make sure the leaves are in the bag. You don't want them over, I think, 50 pounds is the amount that you can have. any number of leaf bags, and I have a lot of neighbors who have oak trees that all end up, the leaves all end up in my yard, so this works out for me pretty well. And then if you have branches, again, if you kept them in small
4-footers
segments, and again, not over 50 pounds, and bundle them, then the city will come by and pick those up. It's a really good service. Mm-hmm. And so that's coming up, and I've noticed, again, my leaves have looked like they've pretty much fallen. The oak trees haven't completely fallen, but we'll be working on that, and that's an opportunity for everyone to put those leaf bags out front.
Get it looking all good, you know, before we get into winter time. It just seems like those oak leaves are the stubbornest things down here. But I tell you what, it still makes for great optics when you're going down the road. At least you're not looking at, you know, all these elevated sticks poking up into the sky. You still have some color going on there.
That's true. Yeah, so. That's true.
What else we have happening?
Well, there's as far as the sales tax. I talked with the city manager yesterday. He says that we're a little ahead, which always a good thing. There's still a challenge concerning online shopping, and we may have to address that at some point because that will have some impact on the overall sales tax. But sales tax looks good. There's some, don't know if you've been out by Sunset, but yeah, there's some industrial development that's going on there, which is very good. City had some involvement with that, I think the BDA did some work with them. And then I think it's the Vasu and his group are putting something in there. The projects as far as the capital improvements, we're working on that. That will be probably in December and January. We'll make those decisions. And again, folks need to let us know what's going on in their area that they would like to see it. You might have also noticed that there's been some stepped up enforcement as far as the speed limits.
Thank you.
Folks who are going too fast may not like it, but I think other folks and people in general like the idea that we're all trying to be a little safer.
Well, speaking as a guy who lives in a residential area, you know, there's part of Frank Phillips Boulevard that, ooh, curves, let's see how fast. No, there's a school there, there are kids playing, come on, man. Folks trying to get out of their driveway. It's not 55 or 60, folks. And so far, ever since that enforcement thing kicked in, about 6 or 8 weeks ago? Been darn nice. So thanks, Chief.
it's much safer, and I know if you've been going too fast and maybe you've gotten a ticket, it's not something you necessarily like, but we all need to go the speed limits for our safety.
It is. Yeah, it is. You know, we're blessed with a lot of kids in these residential neighborhoods. It's make sure that they make it to adulthood, and you can do your part by simply, you know, taking your foot off the gas a little.
Yeah, so, slow down a little bit. There are also a couple of board openings. The library board has a board and commission opening, and the planning commission, which we're on, both are very important. One, you probably already know this, but for folks who don't, one of the ways that we serve the community is that we have several boards, and folks volunteer to be on those. They provide information, they make decisions, and then provide, if a decision needs made to the council, that information is sent on to the council. So if you would like to be on either one of those commissions or boards, then you can get the application off the website and send it in, and then a decision will be made. I know on the City Planning Commission, those come to me, and we've had real good response on that again. So I've got to make a decision as to who I'll recommend, and then the council will make the ultimate decision.
All right, very good. Now in your other life as an actor, we got all the things that coming up with entertainment, what have you. Are we going to see you someplace in another venue?
Well, yeah. the Theater Bartlesville production of, it's a children's production. Mm-hmm. It's the 7 in 1 Blow.
Okay.
And that'll be on a Friday night and a Saturday afternoon, may do a Saturday evening depending on if they sell out. Santa will be there.
So, good.
That's a good thing. I won't be in some of these other things. Again, we talked about the Nutcracker and some of the other productions that they're going to have at the convention center or the community center. I was looking through all this yesterday, and it looks like you could find something almost every night that you can go to.
That's true.
And some of these things don't even show what we're doing at the churches, and I know churches are having a lot of different kind of services available. So
very active music programs, and as well as theatrical, and of course just good old-fashioned church.
Right. It's going to be it's as always in Bartlesville, it's very unusual for a small town to have these kind of events and this much of activity that's available. And I know with the skating rink downtown, there are people who come from all over this region to go skating, and it's really kind of fun. So no one can say, well, I didn't have anything to do on a Friday or a Saturday night. There's going to be plenty to do in Bartlesville.
And for all you folks who are listening, because we get all the way down to Tulsa to Wichita, come to Bartlesville, spend your money, and stay a while.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Thank you very much, Alan. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, we've been speaking with Vice Mayor Alan Jensen right here on City Matters. It's part of our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust, brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp.